Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
BT and Sal back on the Fan. You know, shortly after we left the air Friday for the weekend, BT, Kyle Tucker was traded, and it was not to the Yankees. So on to Plan C, I guess, and you know, I texted you. Wasn't sure if you found out about it at that particular moment, but I wanted to make sure I let you know that Tucker did get traded.
Yes,
to the Cubs.
I would have given up Luis Gil. I would have given him up. I said that before it went down. I would have been proactive. I understand what happened with Juan Soto. I would have given up Luis Gil. I would have. And Kyle Tucker's that good.
Right, so this is where you say, well, I think the Yankees get it, and I think after missing out on Soto, well, do they? Because they're still doing the same thing. They're reluctant to go all the way for money, and I'm not talking about just Soto, but we've seen this before. Judge or whoever you want to reference, the other guy, Yamamoto, whatever it may be. The Yankees have been reluctant to go all the way in with the money or go over the top with the money to get a player that they want. They've also been reluctant to give up the prospects to get a player that they want. So why wouldn't they? Now, I understand you can make arguments for why wouldn't they give up Luis Gil, but in this spot, after being burnt by Soto, needing offense, you just signed Fried for $218 million. This was the one move that was going to get the fans excited almost immediately after losing out on Juan Soto. And yet they're like, nah, we're going to keep Gil. We're good, thanks.
Well, I mean, listen, I think that the next step would be very different from what I'm saying today. And I can question them not giving up Luis Gil, but I can't criticize them for their offseason plan yet because the guys that they're targeting still are targetable.
Like?
Well, I mean, whether it's Bellinger, whether it's Christian Walker, we'll get to Pete in a moment. There's a little more traction here with Pete Alonso's stuff, which I have no interest in, but others do. Like, then listen, there's a couple things at play here. So if the Cubs fall apart, is there a chance that Tucker's traded next season? Sure. And if that's the case, I would think that the Yankees, like many others, would be in the mix for a couple of month rental.
Or they could just sign him in free agency.
Or they could just sign him in free agency. I do get it. They just got burned by Soto. But I also think that he's so good and he's so what they need that it's something that I would have done. Now, especially with Max Fried, with the addition of Max Fried, I guess apparently still in the market for Sasaki. I just think that would have been the prudent thing to do. Just go get him. I really do like Luis Gil. I do. Tucker's better at his job than Luis Gil's better. And I know that Gil just won the recital.
But it's about the controllable years. They're looking at that.
Understand all that. Now, the stare down here with the Cubs, and I think the Cashman's going to win this, which is why I'm not levying criticism yet. They're obviously trying to nickel and dime. The Cubbies are, the Yankees are, and the Yankees are trying to do this on their terms. Do I think that Bellinger winds up a Yankee? I do. Do I think that they wind up with one more bat in addition to Bellinger? I do.
Like Bellinger Walker you're talking about? Or Bellinger?
I feel like that's what I would do, but I feel like it's going to be more Bellinger Bregman, which I don't love. Ooh. I don't want Bregman for 7 years. You know that. I want Christian Walker for three. I want Bellinger for what remains of his contract. Lefty, he can run, he's got
Bellinger,
pop. Let's go. Get some sticks.
Bellinger's, and they will. Yeah, Bellinger's... Like, he's I think he fits the Yankees because he could play center and first.
Correct.
And the lefty bat. But, like, that's That's your answer for losing Juan Soto offensively?
Now, what position is he going to play?
I don't know.
Well,
I mean,
for you, as you assess...
Oh, he's got to play center, no?
Well, unless they miss out...
He's got to play center and move Dominguez to left.
Unless they miss out on a first baseman. Then you put Bellinger at first base.
And then what do you do in the outfield? Now you're really screwed.
Well, yeah, then you have Judge back and right, Dominguez in center, and maybe you go for lower, like a profile for
saying,
one year and left. There's other ways... Listen, there's a lot of players out there. Listen, I get it. Yeah, first of all, the Yankees' pitching is dominant. They're start with the retention of Hill, not trading him in the Tucker deal, the Yankees' starting staff is lights out. And their bullpen has a chance to be the absolute best in baseball. It's got to come to fruition, but they have added to a strength, which I get. Once Soto left, they doubled down on what they're very good at, and that's pitching. Now, I think that Bellinger's not amazing. It's not like he's got an 890 OB. He's not Tucker, put it that way.
There is no chance now, offensively, the Yankees are anywhere close to where they were.
I totally disagree. And we always disagree on this, and we're going to go back, but we'll have it in case anybody missed it. We'll have the conversation that we had last week here. Why I truly disagree with you is that the Yankees 2 and 3, it was all-time amazing. Mm-hmm. This is what it must have looked like with Ruth and Garrick or Mantle and Maris for a year or two. Okay, we've said that a million times. The other problems, though, were, you know, too many nights, at least 4, and often 5 of those other spots were way below Major League average in terms of OPS and the other measurables. Now, well, I'm not saying that Bellinger is... Even Anthony Rizzo when Rizzo was 25, but he's going to hit you 20-something home runs. He's going to steal some bags. He's an elite first baseman. He's a pretty good center fielder.
So you have him in the first in your...
Well, I actually think they're going to wind up putting him in center, I think they're going to get another first baseman.
Right. Okay.
So, but the point is, you're adding to a lineup. Let's face it, Volpe wasn't very good last year. Verdugo didn't hit last year. Wells, I do like him, but he didn't do a ton.
Right,
he really
need those guys.
They need more... Agreed. But they need more givens. Last year, the Yankees had 2 givens nightly, Judge and Soto. This year, I know you lose Soto and it's massive. Judge is a given. If it's Bellinger, if it's Walker, if it's a Bregman, there's just more givens,
right, but this is
which
where,
makes their lineup better 1 through 9. Simple.
This is where you get to quality versus quantity. Bellinger's a bat and a name, and he's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with Bregman. Like, Bregman, even though he's on the decline, he's still serviceable. He's good. But, like, neither of those guys are anything close to what Juan Soto was.
I agree with that.
Or even what Kyle Tucker could have been. So, yeah, you're going to have better major leaguers maybe in a certain area, like, let's say, third base or you know, depending on what you do first. Now, if you get Bellinger, Bregman, and Walker, all right, I think you're at least, you're doing it differently. I still...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Would rather have Soto myself, but at least you're saying, okay, well, they got 3 legitimate major leaguers with Bellinger, Bregman, Walker. I don't know if the Yankees are going to get all three. By the way, there could be a move. Maybe they go, probably trading into division for Vlad's going to be tough, but maybe they go make a big trade that we're not seeing right now.
Yeah.
But I don't know how you could look at this team and not be concerned that there's going to be a drop-off from last year with the massive loss of Soto and no clear... The same way that I would worry about the Mets, by the way, not if it's not Pete replacing or protecting Soto, who the hell is it going
to
be?
That's something the Mets need to address, and I imagine that they will.
Point is, there's not many viable options offensively out there, certainly not the level of Soto. But if Kyle Tucker was out there, and he was because he got traded to the Cubs, now you're 0-2 as far as the big guys go offensively.
Well, that's why I would have given up Peel. Like, nothing unclear about that. You know, again, Bellinger is good, but he'd be really good for the Yankees because he'd be a great fit. And the short porch, and you know I love Walker. But listen, let's not mince around the topic here. Why did the Yankees lose? Because they can't catch and they can't run. And that's why I've always said if you bring in Christian Walker to play first, or even Bellinger, but I'll push this forward right now with Walker. Walker at first, Jazz back to his second spot, Volpe at short, Wells, who does, you know, at least numbers-wise, obviously graded out very well defensively. We focus on Austin Wells' stick, which I think is going to absolutely play in the bigs. Austin Wells is a very good defensive catcher.
Who do you want at third, by the way?
That's the one thing that I'm not sure about. Like, I admit, I vacillate. I'm like, all right, if you could get a second baseman, like, I'm just throwing stuff out there because this is also out there. Like, if you trade for somebody like Luis Arraez Padres, who's going to hit like 320, but no pop, whatever, and he doesn't run. All right, and he's not an elite fielder. Do I like that and
Jazz at third.
Or Jazz at third, or do I like moving Jazz to second? And if you don't get Bregman, which I still don't think they're going to give him 7 years, I just don't like that. Then do you get a less than third baseman? Do you mess around and maybe go Cabrera and DJ, which I don't like at all? I don't know. Like, I know that I want Bellinger. I know that I want Christian Walker. I know that I love Devin Williams. I know that I love Max Fried. I know they're going to pitch, and I know they're going to be better 1-9, wholly, as a roster-wise, than they were a year ago. I don't know who I want to play third yet. I go all over the map with that.
Yeah,
I really do.
Yeah, we could get to the Alonso part.
I'll tell you what, Sal. Yeah. I might be more open to an Arenado trade for a couple of years remaining on that deal just to catch the baseball at third rather than giving Bregman 7 years, even though I know Arenado's OPS is going to be like 700.
Yeah, but to me, he's a better fit for the Yankees than he was the Mets, but I would rather just do that because you're not tied into the long-term, potentially
horrible
deal in Alex Bregman.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.